AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Concerts, fireworks, cookouts, and parades, all part of the Independence Day holiday. Another part of that holiday weekend, increased security. Tong Utecrit, who lives in Houston, is visiting New York.
I've got to have trust in that and be able to still enjoy my life, because otherwise I'm just going to be stuck, at my house doing nothing or not going out because of fear of something could happen.
Gas prices about a dollar lower than last year, meaning more than 35 million people are on the highway this weekend. AAA's Heather Graham says drivers are spending the money they saved on gas.
AAA estimates that Americans have saved about $65 billion on gas during the first 6 months of this year. And that's putting extra money in their pockets that they can spend on things like travel for this upcoming weekend.
Burgers and hot dogs might be the standard cookout fare today, but for troops in Afghanistan and Kuwait, the fourth means Chicago-style pizza.
It's the eighth year Pizza for Patriots has been sending pies to war zones.
We have served over a million slices.
Founder Mark Evans, a retired master sergeant, says it's about giving back to troops away from home.
Like a handshake from me to them or you to them.
The pizzas are made by Rich Products, flown by DHL, and trucked to forward operating bases. Not an easy process, says retired Major General Kenneth Dowd, a former top logistics officer.
Folks really enjoyed knowing that people back home put a project like this together.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Jim Steinle tried to save his 32-year-old daughter, Kate, after she had been shot while the two of them were walking along San Francisco's Pier 14 on Wednesday evening.
You could feel she was fighting, gasping for every breath. She fought right up to the end, but that, I wouldn't expect anything less.
That from KGO TV. The man accused in the seemingly random killing had been deported 5 times. This is AP Radio News. History made on a flight across the Pacific. Diane Kepley has more.
The Solar Impulse 2 has completed a 5-day journey across the Pacific from Japan. Pilot Andre Borschberg celebrated along with flight controllers in Monaco.
The landing of Andre Borschberg in a plane without a drop of fuel. 5 days, 5 nights. We're down.
Great to be in Hawaii!
There were cheers when that plane was secured.
4 days, 21 hours, and 51 minutes. 8,259 kilometers.
This was the latest leg of an around-the-world trip that began in Abu Dhabi in March.
A historic first for aviation.
I'm Diane Kepley.
Serena Williams, who was twice within 2 points of defeat, rallied to beat Heather Watson 6-2, 3-6, 7-5 in the third round at Wimbledon. She'll play her sister Venus on Monday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.